الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Alhamdulillah, we start our program in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as upon his illustrious family and noble companion. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Alhamdulillah. Our topic of discussion for today is, of course, Quranic wonders. We discuss and mention and relate a story, a parable from the Quran Park, and we extract those valuable lessons and morals from the Holy Quran, inshallah. As per routine, we dedicate a segment to reciting Durood Park. Listen to this amazing Durood and the hadith related to this. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned very beautifully that person who recites 100 times durood upon me daily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inscribe between his eyes that this person is freed from hypocrisy and he is freed from the hellfire. And on the day of judgment, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him amongst the shuhada. For now, we will be listening to a Naati Pak called Madine Qafile Jaate Hain, Maybe Jaunga. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, a very nice Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After we return, we will be discussing a parable from the Quran Park related to Hazrat Sayyiduna Hisqeel alayhi salatu wa sallam. We will learn more about him after we return. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Oh.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ مدینے قافلے جاتے ہیں میں بھی آؤں گا. اللہم آمین. May this become possible for all of us to visit the beautiful lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara. زادہ اللہ شرف و تعظیم. الحمدللہ. So dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, as I mentioned earlier that when we return, we will be discussing a parable from the Quran Pak, and this parable which we will be mentioning is related to the people of Hadrat Sayyidina Hizqeel alayhi salatu wassalam. So it was an amazing event related to his people that has numerous models and lessons to learn from, amazing words of wisdom from this parable of the Quran Pak. So alhamdulillah, this parable is mentioned in the second chapter of the Quran Pak. What is the second chapter? It is Surah Al-Baqarah. Alhamdulillah, Surah Al-Baqarah, you will find this chapter in the second chapter of the Quran Pak. You will find this model, subhanallah, this lesson, an amazing parable. So who was Sayyidina Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam? It has been mentioned that he alayhi salatu wasalam was the third deputy of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the first deputy of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we all know him as Hazrat Sayyidina Yusha bin Noon alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah azza wa jal raised his ranks and granted him prophethood as well. After Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam passed away and made parda, he became the next deputy. And then his deputy was Hazrat Sayyidina Kalib alayhi salatu wasalam. When he passed away, then Kalib alayhi salatu wasalam became the next deputy, and Allah azza wa jal granted him as well prophethood. And after him was Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqeel alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah Azza wa Jal also raised and granted prophethood to as well, alhamdulillah. So these are the three deputies of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is also known as Ibnul Ajuz simply because his mother had given birth to him at a very old age. So the meaning of Ibnul Ajuz means the son of an old woman. Allahu Akbar. And his other titles are Dhul Qifl, another title that was given to him. And the reason for this is because he, alayhi salatu wasalam, saved over 70 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a severe and great massacre of the Jews. They plotted to murder and make shaheed these 70 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, subhanallah, this great personality had taken them under his protection, and he saved himself and them by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the attacks of the Jews, and therefore he is also known as Zulkifl ibn al-Ajuz, the son of an old woman, and Zulkifl, the one who had protected over 70 prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam. Subhanallah. So from here we have an idea of who is Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wassalam. And his parable, subhanallah, is really amazing. For every prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal have an attachment with the people that they try to guide, that they bring to light. Like is the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that guided this ummah through his guidance, subhanallah. So many people came into the folds of Islam. If it was not for the guidance of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then perhaps this world would have been stuck in the pits of sin and gunah. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal had such an attachment with his ummah that subhanallah, no mother in the world can ever love her daughter like the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his ummah. No father in the world could love his son just as the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal has attachment and connection with his followers and ummah. No brother in the world could love his brother. No sister could ever love her sister. No one can share that sort of love and connection which the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal has with his ummah. Therefore the Quran says, حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allahu Akbar. He is extremely merciful. Our falling in difficulty aggrieves the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for he loves us. And there are many parables related to this. I'm just giving an example. Likewise was the story of Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam, who had attachment with his people. But what happened was, due to the outbreak of plague, and there was a pandemic which caused his people to panic. Like how right now as we speak, this world is into pandemic. Allahu Akbar. Likewise was the people of Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam, who were in the situation due to the outbreak of plague, and they settled in the jungles. They ran away from the city and they settled in the jungle. Allahu Akbar. And because of this, now this tribe of the Bani Israel that lived in the city of Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam, when this plague came into action and people started dying and stuff like that, so they left the city and they settled in the jungle due to the fear of death. But Allah Azza wa Jal did not like their action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like the way they ran away from their death. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah, when this had happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that He Azza wa Jalla then sent an angel who stood at the side or at the entrance of the jungle, and he loudly called out Mutu with a loud shrieking voice that penetrated their hearts with fear. And all 70,000 people that settled in the jungles had died instantly by the fear of the shrieking voice of this angel. Can you imagine 70,000 people dying at once to appear? Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir. He is capable of doing anything. And by his command, when this angel done this, this frightening scream had caused all of them to die at once. Nonetheless, when they died, these people were so large in number that there was no sort of arrangement made for their burial. It was impossible to arrange for 70,000 people buried at once. So the dead corpses was left in the jungles like that for a long period of time, dear viewers, to the extent that some tafaseer and some commentaries mention over 8 days their bodies and their dead corpses was lying in the jungles. That caused some sort of stink and bad smell that was not only surrounding the jungle, but rather it began to affect the people of the town and the cities as well. So some people came there and they erected a wall around the jungle so that the bodies could be saved from the wild beasts and animals. And there was not much they could do about the bad smell, but nonetheless it has been mentioned that Sayyidina Hizqil alayhi salatu wasalam was once passing by, and as he was passing by the jungle, he then stopped over there, and then he seen those 70,000 people. Their bodies was rotten, their bones were separated from their flesh. Children, adults, old, young, small, seeing his people, tears welled up in his eyes. And after becoming tearful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, he raised his hand and he supplicated by saying, Ya Arhamar Rahim, be it my father, these were my people. You know best, Ya Allah, they done wrong by fearing death and coming into the jungle. But Ya Arhamar Rahim, they proclaimed your oneness. And these were my people that stood with me in good and bad times. Ya Allah, I'm seeing these people dead now. Who else would follow me? For they were my followers. For they were my people. And I had great attachment with them, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. This Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal supplicated in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with relation to his people. And this is what I'm getting to, right? This is what I'm trying to say, Subhanallah, that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal has connection with his people. And this connection, this love that he had for his people caused him to tear in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when a Prophet of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would supplicate whilst he's tearful, whilst he's crying and being tearful, of course his du'as are answered. Either way, Subhanallah, the Prophets of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala have a high rank in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So when he cried and supplicated, it was revealed upon him, all his sins, supplicate in the court of Allah for their bones, for their bones to join one another and for them to form up as a skeleton. When this was revealed upon him, he then made this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for those bones that were scattered all around, for them to gather and become a skeleton. And then instantly after this dua, he had witnessed with his own eyes that those bones of old and young began to form skeletons. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you imagine, dear viewers, what an amazing scene this may have been? Nonetheless, again it was revealed upon him, now make the dua for flesh and skin to form up upon the body, upon those skeletons. And then when he made the second dua and supplication, and then he's witnessing and seeing now that upon those skeletons and bones, those rotten corpses that were laying all around this field and jungle had now gathered, becoming skeletons, and now there's flesh and meat forming up upon those bodies, upon those skeletons and bones. And then the third time it was revealed to him, O his seal, alayhi salam, now make the dua in the court of the Most Merciful for Allah Azza wa Jal to resurrect them. And when he made the third dua, by then all those 70,000 people that were dead and scattered all around the jungle had instantly woke up at once, and they all began to proclaim the tawheed of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And they began glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal by saying, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta. They began to praise Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who is Qadir, who is capable of doing anything, dear viewers. He is our creator. He is our sustainer. He Azza wa Jalla is our provider. He is the acceptor of supplications and du'as. He is the one who could change your condition and your life. It is our Malik, it is our Khalik, it is our Rabb Azza wa Jalla, who punishes whomsoever he wishes to punish, and he can grant Jannah and Paradise to whomsoever he wills to. Allahu Akbar. Those people resurrected, and when his seer alayhi salatu wasalam seeing them resurrected, Subhanallah, this of course made him happy. Those people then went back and lived in the cities after making tawbah. They repented from the wrong that they have done. And what was the wrong that they done was that they escaped from death. They assumed that by us leaving the city and settling in the jungle will perhaps protect us from the escape of death. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala did not like this act of theirs. So it has been mentioned also in the books of history that when these people then settled in the cities, though they resurrected after death, and after almost 8 days laying on the jungle fields like that, the traces of them remained in their progeny. Whereas their children and in their progeny and lineage, it was so that they children and children's children will have the bad and rotten smell of their corpses. And the traces of this was that they also would use any type of clothes, and that clothes will then turn into a shroud. This was a sign. So even today as well, those Jews that come under the lineage of these people of Hizqiyyah alayhi salatu wasalam, if they use any clothes, it would become dirty very quickly. and their bodies give out this bad odor and smell, like something rotten. Allahu Akbar. This is the sign of what the Jews in the time of Hizqiyyah alayhi salatu wasalam had. The Quran says about this. This was a parable and the verse which I mentioned to you in Surah Al-Baqarah. So this miraculous and marvelous event is mentioned in the Quran Park with these words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating to his beloved Habib, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Oh my beloved Prophet, alam tara ila alladhina kharaju." Oh my dear Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you not see those who went out of their homes in their thousands fearing death? They feared death and they left in their thousands. In other words, large in numbers. Allahu Akbar. So Allah said to them, die. You are escaping from death. You thought that you would not die by settling in the jungles and you will be protected from death. If this is the case, then die. And the Quran says, فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ. All of them died, but then Allah Azza wa Jalla resurrected them again. Brought them back to life. Indeed, Allah is most merciful towards mankind, but most men are ungrateful. إِنَّ اللَّهَ. The Quran says, أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But many men are ungrateful. Allah Akbar. Most men, human beings, mankind, we are so ungrateful to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, how did you find this event to be, subhanallah? How amazing is this, subhanallah? Allahu Akbar, that Allah Azza wa Jalla resurrected 70,000 Jews back to life. And after giving them this life, they were supposed to appreciate and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But no, that is not the case. Many of us are ungrateful for these amazing favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us. Number one, I think the first moral that we learn from this parable, dear viewers, is that death will approach you and I, no matter how fit we are, no matter how healthy we are, no matter how rich or poor, because death does not look at your skin color, does not look at your race, does not look at your background, does not look at your wealth. Death will come to every one of us because there is no religion in the world that has any sort of disagreement with the fact and reality that one day you and I will have to die. This is the sequence of this world, that we come in this world in a particular order and number. But for leaving this world, there is no particular order and sequence. The great grandfather could be burying his great grandchild. It happens many a time. So yes, dear viewers, whether you are living in your strong forts, whether you live in the hilltops, in the mountains, you can live in the most powerful forts and castles underground or wherever in the world. When your time is due, Malk al-Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, will approach you. He will come to you and that will be the end of this life. Every one of us has to go, and therefore we have to do as much as good deeds we can in this world to have a good ending, dear viewers. And for us to have a good hereafter as well, right? Subhanallah. There's a request for the kalam, inshallah, azzawajal, for a kalame paak arsh e haq hai masnad e rifaat rasulullah ki. To chale inshallah kuch ashaar is mubarak kalam ka bhi sun lete hain. This naati paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is composed by none other than sayyidi ala hazrat imam ahmad bin khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alay. When we do return, we will be closing and rounding up with our program, so let's get together and recite this beautiful naati paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam inshallah. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله عرش سے اور حرم تک پہنچا سلسلہ ہمارے گناہوں کا کرم تک پہنچا سلسلہ میرے گناہوں کا کرم تک پہنچا اور تیرے معراج
تیرے معراج کی تو جان کہاں تک پہنچا، پر میری معراج کے میں تیرے قدم تک پہنچا۔ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ۔ عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی، عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی، عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی، دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی، دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی۔ لا رب العرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا، نام رب العرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا، ارے بجتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی، بجتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی، عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی، عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی۔ اے رضا خود صاحب قرآن ہے مداح حضور، اے رضا خود صاحب قرآن ہے مداح حضور، پھر تجھ سے کب ارے تجھ سے کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی، مجھ سے کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی، عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی، دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی۔
سبحان اللہ۔ May Allah عز و جل protect us and guide us. Long life. May Allah عز و جل protect our iman and faith and grant us death on iman as well. Always often make this dua. ایمان پہ دے موت مدینے کی گلی میں، مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے۔ Ask for death on iman. It is extremely important for every Muslim to always make sure his iman and faith is protected, especially at the time of his death as well. We have come to the end of today's episode and program. We say shukran to the viewers for watching this program, for sharing with us as well. Stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.